Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me @DavidDundee on those social media channels, and find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. Now, sometimes a good car can disappoint for being so good. In rare cases, making something really well can reveal weaknesses that would never have been noticed otherwise. Take the diminutive Opel Corsa GS line I've had on test. The suspension is so good, it makes the motor feel inadequate. Don't get me wrong. The 1.2-litre engine with its 96 kilowatts and 230 newton meters of torque through the 6-speed auto gearbox crushes in the segment, with the likes of VW Polo being there. It's just the suspension and handling leaves it wanting. It does have far more zip and eagerness than any of its rivals, make no mistake. This while weighing a mere 980 kilograms. The lightweight and suspension I can't stop raving about are probably why it is both so compliant over varying road surfaces and so crisp and fun in the twisty handling department. This is the small, we used to call it a hot hat segment. And here the styling does the Opel Corsa proud. I got my test car in white and it looks modern and appealing to my eyes at the very least. The interior is hit and miss, and unlike many of my peers, I liked the austere all black and found it great, modern, and I want to say cool. Others said it was boring. Materials are, however, hit and miss, standard for this category. Luxurious in spots and hard plastic in others. Although the heated bucket-style seats in this model are good, the dark fabric gets a couple of vertical white racing stripes which struggle to remain straight with entry and egress, easily adjusted by a tug, but... And, of course, you get the domination of those cheap plastics here and there. Fuel economy is claimed at 6.3 litres per 100 kilometres, but this was too much fun to keep there, and I got 7.6 with a lot of, let's call it, unreasonable driving. In 0 to 100 comes up in 8.7 seconds, which is good in this segment. Now to all the important toys in this upmarket small hatch class. This one gets pretty much the lot, with safety and driver's aids abounding. Sure, the parking sensors, but also tire inflation, monitoring, blind spot sensors, active safety braking, road sign recognition, lane keeping and pedestrian avoidance. Cameras, CarPlay and the likes are all there. Now to the part you're probably wondering about. No, not cheap. 459,900 Rand for this Opel Corsa GS Line 1.2 turbo automatic. But the entry level, also quite feature packed, where you row your own gears with a little less power, will start at 375,000 Rand. They all get a 3-year 45,000 kilometer maintenance plan, and the warranty is 5 years 100,000 kilometers. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za.